Tennessee.
Joining us now live on the KSL Newsline is Congressman Chris Stewart, who we heard earlier this morning and read your tweet, Congressman, that said that as a member of the House Intelligence Committee, I am investigating the situation, heading into a briefing now. Officials are saying it's likely a terrorist attack. Is that your understanding, your belief at this time?
Well, I think it's probably too early for us to say, but it's difficult to imagine another plausible explanation. I mean, it's all of the, you know, your normal expectations of what you think. Well, this isn't a malfunction, a mechanical malfunction. This is probably something else. But again, we don't know for certain yet.
Is this just another sign, Congressman, of how the world has kind of turned into an international aviation community?
Well, yeah, it certainly has. And when you look, you know, we were looking at where this aircraft had flown over the previous 24 hours, and it spent a lot of time in a very troubled region, but it spent a lot of time in Europe as well. So it comes to your point, you know, we are an international community. There's no doubt about that.
May I ask, to the extent that you can share information with us, what you were briefed on in that committee hearing?
Well, again, and it's nothing that I can say that I don't think you probably already know. What we know is lost over the Mediterranean. It was at cruise altitude 37,000 feet. It was in the, you know, kind of the final legs of its flight. The previous 24 hours had been flying throughout Egypt, Tunisia, some other places where we know that security just isn't what we expect and need it to be. So, you know, we'll see. But it's not good. That's obvious.
And at this point, Congressman, what can Congress really do about something like this going forward? Is there, like, you know, a reaching out hand of help that you can offer, or what, you know, what happens now?
Well, there's a couple things. Of course, we want to help any way we can over the next few days in search and rescue, if that's possible. But, you know, more importantly, we have to help our allies and friends around the world to understand that in some cases, their security at their airports just isn't sufficient. It does meet FAA standards, perhaps, but they need to do more than that in some cases, especially, you know, in very troubled parts of the world.
Interesting. This plane took off from Charles de Gaulle, but would you say that that airport has sufficient security?
Well, we know that there are terrorist organizations that are operating throughout Europe, not only in Paris and Brussels, as we know that from, you know, the previous terrorist attacks, but, you know, throughout many of the cities in Europe, there's cells of these, and we know that they want to target aviation. So it shouldn't be terribly surprising if it turns out that this does prove to be a terrorist attack.
Okay. Well, at this point, I guess that, you know, you're just another civilian in the United States, kind of just trying to figure out exactly what's going on at this point, even though, you know, obviously you're a member of Congress.
And also a pilot. How do you look at this differently because of your status as a pilot, Congressman?
Well, I'm not sure that I do, honestly. I think the things that I know about this are not much different than other people would know as well. Other than, you know, my heart goes out to, you know, aviation or to those who work in the aviation industry. You know, the truth is that In some parts of the world, that's becoming a dangerous profession, and we want to support them if we can.
All right, Congressman.